From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. It's been a day of mopping up in Cairo's Tahrir Square after 18 days of protests that led to the fall of the Egyptian government. Many ordinary citizens were spending their Saturday removing trash and repairing sidewalks. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson in Cairo says that even after the ouster of President Hosni Mubarak, a lot of uncertainty lies ahead.
It's going to be interesting to see whether or not the protesters stay out in force until the rest of their demands are met. Certainly, Mr. Mubarak leaving was key among them, but there are also the questions about what happens with the vice president. Will he retain any sort of power? And he's become a very unpopular figure here. There's a question about parliament, which is seen as very corrupt, constitutional reforms which are needed in order to open up elections. And, those sorts of questions will obviously weigh heavily on the minds of these protesters.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson in Cairo. President Obama says he welcomes the military's commitment to a peaceful democratic transition to a civilian government in Egypt and its commitment to the country's international obligations, including a peace treaty with Israel. The White House says the president has been on the phone today with British Prime Minister David Cameron, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Erdogan, and King Abdullah of Jordan to discuss the situation in Egypt and to reiterate that the U.S. stands ready to provide any support requested by the Egyptian people. In Italy, the government has decreed a humanitarian state of emergency to try to block the passage of migrants fleeing North Africa for the Italian shore. NPR Silvia Pagioli reports more than 2,000 people have already arrived and 8 more boatloads are on the way.
The emergency decree will allow immediate implementation of all measures needed to curb the flow of migrants and to assist those already here. 2 days of calm seas made it possible for several boats filled with migrants to arrive on the tiny Italian island of Lampedusa. The conservative government of Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, which came to power vowing to crack down against illegal immigration, fears North African unrest is leading to an uncontrolled exodus. Interior Minister Roberto Maroni, a member of the Anti-Immigration Northern League, said the crisis is triggering a mass escape toward Italy, especially from Tunisia. He blamed the new wave on Tunisian authorities' failure to enforce bilateral accords on curbing illegal immigration after weeks of protest forced President Zine al Bidin Ben Ali to flee last month. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The new hotspot appears to be Algeria, where thousands of citizens outnumbered by riot police defied government warnings to rally in the capital Algiers. They, too, are demanding democratic reforms. Protesters chanted no to the police state and clashed with police in helmets and visors today. Organizers say about 400 people were detained for a short while, but aside from some pushing and shoving in the streets, no violence broke out. Algeria is another country that has been under repressive rule for decades. This is NPR. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is declaring President Obama's legislative agenda over and says Congress must act now to make deep cuts in federal spending. Speaking at a Republican gathering tonight in Louisville, McConnell says Mr. Obama is doing Clintonian backflips in trying to portray himself as a moderate. He says it's unclear whether the president's new tone is rhetoric or reality. 6 people have died and 37 have been wounded after gunmen opened fire with machine guns inside a Mexican nightclub and hurled a fragmentation grenade inside it. And James Blears reports the attackers also threw a grenade inside the club of Guadalajara.
Mexican police say that gunmen drove up to the Butter nightclub in a jeep and a taxi. They then jumped out of the vehicles and peppered the premises with semi-automatic bursts from assault rifles. Before fleeing, they threw a fragmentation grenade into the building, causing carnage. This is the second grenade attack in Guadalajara in less than a month. The previous attack happened at a bar, killing 2 people. The U.S. consulate in Guadalajara has officially issued a warning to U.S. citizens not to drive around certain areas of the city at night because cartels are hijacking cars, torching them, and using them as blazing barricades. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
The tension between the U.S. and Pakistan has escalated a notch. Washington has called off talks scheduled for this coming week between Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Pakistani and Afghan diplomats in Washington since Pakistan refuses to release a jailed American embassy worker. The worker, Raymond Allen Davis, says he shot 2 men who tried to rob him. Pakistani police call it cold-blooded murder. The U.S. says Davis has diplomatic immunity from prosecution. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.